This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In New York, a passenger ferry crashed yesterday, ramming a pier on Staten Island. Officials say at least 10 people were killed. Dozens more were injured, some seriously. Many of those killed were commuters heading home from work. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
At 3:20 in the afternoon, the Andrew J. Barbary, a massive 300-foot-long ferry, was finishing the half-hour crossing from Manhattan to Staten Island. Josh Baver was one of the passengers on his way home from work.
I walked to the front of the boat, and as I started walking up, everybody started running towards me. And I guess I looked out, I saw we were about to hit, so I just braced for impact. It was like 10 full seconds of crashing.
The ferry had slammed at nearly full speed into a pier, collapsing one side of the dock and tearing a gash in the vessel's steel wall. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg described the damage as horrendous.
The whole side of the boat is ripped open, so it looks like whatever did that, the pilings, I assume, just went down the whole side of the boat.
In a press conference last night, Bloomberg said many of those who died were seated near the windows on a lower passenger deck. They were caught in the first crushing impact.
People who were sitting there as the ferry docked were hit by the pilings that came through the side of the boat.
The ferry, with roughly 1,500 passengers, stayed afloat despite heavy winds and choppy seas. But those on board say the scene was terrifying and chaotic, with dozens of injured, including some with massive trauma and severed limbs. Francis Johnson, a tourist from Pensacola, Florida, had taken the trip to see views of the Statue of Liberty. He says there was little guidance from the ferry's crew.
There was no instructions given whatsoever to anyone until about 5 to 8 minutes after we had hit, and somebody from the crew apparently said, "Move to the midsection of the boat. We're going to turn around. We are not sinking." But by that time, everybody had life jackets and didn't know what to do, really.
Rescue divers searched the frigid water around the crash, recovering one body. Johnson says he saw another man pull himself to safety.
There was a guy on the dock, apparently jumped overboard and was clinging to the pilings, and finally we saw him climb up.
Last night, rescue workers were still combing through debris aboard the ferry, which was towed to a nearby dock. But Mayor Bloomberg said there was little hope that more survivors would be found.
The fire department and police department are shoring up where any structural damage occurred and slowly and carefully removing the rubble so that they, if there was somebody under there alive, they would find them, but they don't believe that there is at the moment.
According to published reports, the pilot responsible for docking the ferry fled the scene after the crash and later attempted suicide at his Staten Island home. The crewman survived and was being treated at an area hospital. Other crew members were being questioned by the Coast Guard and city police, but the full investigation will now be handled by the National Transportation Safety Board, which has a team on the scene. New York was hit with high winds yesterday that topped 45 miles per hour. Officials say it's too early to tell if weather contributed to the crash. New York's ferry system is hugely popular, shuttling 70,000 people each day between Manhattan and Staten Island. The seven-vessel fleet shut down after the crash, stranding crowds of commuters for hours. New York's transportation commissioner said ferry service would resume today. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.